Although community-based approaches are effective, there are limits. The determination of whether or not to treat a child for pneumonia is based on the use of an algorithm. While this process is highly sensitive and assures that all children with cough and fast breathing are treated for pneumonia, it may not be as accurate as a physician's diagnosis who has diagnostic resources at their disposal. In particular, case management in malaria endemic areas is problematic. In the absence of cheap and effective rapid diagnostic testing to confirm the presence of malaria, community health workers must consider providing empiric antimalarial therapy to all children with fever. For both pneumonia and malaria, the focus on sensitivity can result in diminished specificity, and this can create diagnostic confusion surrounding many signs and symptoms, such as fever, fast breathing, vomiting, lethargy, and convulsions, all of which may be present in either condition, as well as sepsis and meningitis. Let's consider the consequences of three questions. First, what if the child did not have malaria and was treated anyway? Second, what if the child had tuberculosis or HIV? And last, what if the child has RSV? The respective consequences would be 1. Antimalarial therapy was unnecessary, 2. Hospital treatment was required, and 3. An antibiotic was unnecessary. When you are ready, click the forward button to continue.